Almighty Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love that cannot be compared. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness, for your kindness, for your mercy that are new every morning. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, righteous Father. Lord, we bless you. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you, Lord. We honor you. We lay our crown and we worship you. For you are the Lord and there is none beside you. We bless your name. Father, we bow before you and we return all the glory, all the honor, all adoration unto you. For you are great, O Lord. You are greater than what we can imagine. We honor you, Lord. We bless you. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 2nd of October 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord, for today is the second day of the new month. Bless his holy name for his mercy and for his grace over your life. He is worthy to be praised. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare, as I step out today, I step out in the glory and in the grace of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, I step out with the mercy of the Lord, with the favor of the Lord upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the fire of the Lord go before me and consume every evil that is programmed into this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that any weapon that is programmed into this day to stand against me, I declare that you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Every evil word that is spoken into the day, you will not stand over me. I declare every tongue that is professing evil into my day, I condemn you, and your word is sent back to you in the name of Jesus. As for me, the Lord God has exalted my horn like the horn of the unicorn. The Lord placed my feet upon my high places. He makes me to walk upon them gracefully. Even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear evil, for the Lord my God is with me. Oh, for his rod and his staff, they comfort me. My Lord God today prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemy. My Lord anoints my head with oil and my cup runs over. Therefore, I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this day lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my heritage is blessing. My portion in you this day is blessing. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this day you will not abhor evil for me. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the glory. I walk in the presence of the Lord. I declare in the name of Jesus, I am established in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I am established in the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I silence every speaking arrow. I silence every voice that is speaking evil concerning my day. I silence you in the name of Jesus. I declare, I speak the goodness of the Lord into this day. I speak the manifestations of the blessings of the Lord into my life. I speak the manifestations of the favor of the Lord into my life. I speak the blessings of the Lord. I speak the manifestations of God's blessing into my life this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every language of infirmity is silenced in the name of Jesus. Appearance of infirmity and sicknesses in my day, I counsel you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers me today. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me, bless my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that no matter how bad it becomes, there will always be bread in my house and food on my table. For the Lord has declared upon my life that the cruse of my oil will not cease and the bowl of my grain will not be empty. It will not be said of me that there is no bread in the house of bread. I declare that the Lord bless me from his presence in the name of Jesus. I declare I am the garden of the Lord that is planted in the court of the Lord, that is watered by the water that flows from the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, therefore, I bring out the fruit that is required of me this season, this month, in the name of Jesus. I prosper in that which I do in the name of Jesus. As I sow in this same land, I will bring forth an hundredfold in the name of Jesus. For the Lord releases blessing upon the earth because of me. I declare therefore, O earth, hear the word of the Lord. As I walk upon you, my portion in you is blessing. My portion in you is fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. I walk upon you this day. You will bring out blessing for me. You bring out fruitfulness for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I am happy to announce to you that by the grace of God, our next program is going to be on the 9th of October 2025. That is next week, Thursday. And the theme for the program is favor. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Let me tell you this. This is special. This is a program you don't want to miss, because by the grace of God, my Father in the Lord is going to be there to declare his blessing, to declare the word of the Lord upon your life. By the grace of God, we'll be hosting the man of God in our midst on that day. That is Reverend Dr. Paul Olaniyo will be there physically to release his fatherly blessing upon our life. I want to beg you in the name of the Lord, make it a day before the Lord on the 9th of October 2025. The usual time is 12 p.m. By the grace of God, we are starting exactly 12 p.m. Make it a time to appear before the Lord in Zion, so that your strength will be renewed, so that the grace of God be released upon you, so that the favor of the Lord will come upon the works of your hand. It's going to be a special day by the grace of the Lord. I see God putting things back to its place in your life. Beloved, mark it in your diary. Pray, plan to attend this program. It's going to be a wonderful time. The blessings of the Lord is going to be visible upon your life in the name of Jesus. Mark it in your diary to make it a time with the Lord. The Lord bless you. Remember, on the 9th of October, next week, Thursday, on the 9th of October 2025, it's going to be a wonderful time. Mark it in your diary to be part of this wonderful move of the Lord. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Let's go to the word of the Lord for today. You remember that I told you that by the grace of the Lord, that our anchor scripture for this month of October is taken from the book of Psalm 102 verse 13. You will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. This month of October is a month that you are going to obtain the favor of the Lord by his mercy. The Lord is going to turn to you and he will show you favor in the name of Jesus. As we go in this month, we are going to look at the scripture and we are going to pray. Yesterday, I declared the blessings of the Lord upon you. I declared the word of the Lord upon you concerning favor. But I want you to hold these few things in your hand as you journey along in the month of October, as you look upon to God and you desire that his grace of favor is poured out to you. Understand these things about the favor of the Lord. When the favor of the Lord is upon your life, it is God giving you access to the heart of men, not just their hearts. Men will come together to invest into you. Men will come together to invest their time. They will pull their connection, pull their weight behind you, because the favor of the Lord is upon you. Understand one thing about men. The heart of men is desperately wicked and deceitful. The heart of men is selfish. Every single man thinks about himself first. But once the favor of the Lord is upon you, that is God laying it in the heart of that same man, same set of men, to be your access to system, to structures that ordinarily you cannot access. When the favor of the Lord is upon your life, that is God granting you access to the heart of men, God granting you to the channel of men, giving you access to resources, giving you access to blessing, giving you access to systems that naturally you cannot attain. When the favor of the Lord is upon you, when the favor of the Lord is poured out unto you, the favor of the Lord stands as a bridge between the gap between you and the help that you need. The favor of the Lord bridge the gap between you and the needed access, the access that you need into systems and structures. The favor of the Lord bridges the gap for you. Understand this, that the favor of the Lord is a system of advantage, a system that God has put in place for you to gain access to things that men will not release naturally unto men like them. I want you to tell the Lord this morning that, Father, show me favor. Let your favor be upon me in the name of Jesus. When the favor of the Lord is upon your life, it closes the gap between you and the contact. The favor of the Lord closes the gap between you and the contact that you need, the connection that you need. I said this before. Understand that the heart of men is closed and naturally selfish. It is the favor of the Lord that will place you in the heart of men to bring out their resources and channel it towards your direction. Every man is selfish in their dealing. Every heart of man is closed, but the favor of the Lord will grant you access. They will pull their resources that naturally they will not bring, they will pull it together just to favor you. That is why it must be a prayer for you this month of October, that, Father, let your favor be upon me. Activate the favor, the package that is called favor. Activate it through prayer this month. That, Lord, I want to experience favor. Not just experience it, that I want to enjoy permanently your favor upon my life. Let the Lord know, speak to the Lord, that, Lord, if you don't arise to help me, if you don't arise to pour out your favor upon me, to show me favor, no one will. Because by default, many of us, we don't have the advantage to life. It is the Lord pouring out his favor upon our lives that will give us access to structures that has been closed, to systems that will not allow us to move. Ask for the favor of the Lord upon your life. Oh Lord, let this system of advantage called favor, let it work for me in the name of Jesus. That your favor will surround me like a shield. Psalm 5 verse 12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. Favor surrounds my life. Tell the Lord that, let your favor surround my life like a shield in the name of Jesus. I am going to stop here now, and I want you to pray. By the grace of God, we are still going to continue. Listen to this word very well. I want you to put this into practice and make it a prayer. The Father, let your favor be upon me in the name of Jesus. Let favor surround me like a shield in the name of Jesus. Father, this month of October, I want to look back and say, truly, the favor of the Lord worked for me. Let your favor work for me in the name of Jesus. Let your favor be upon me in the name of Jesus. Father, grant me favor in the name of Jesus. The scripture spoke about Daniel in Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. Tell the Lord, Father, bring me into favor before men in the name of Jesus. Let favor work for me. Let favor speak for me in the name of Jesus. Let your favor be upon me in the name of Jesus. Psalm 106 verse 4, the scripture says, remember, O Lord, with the favor you have towards your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation. Remember me, O God, with your favor. Visit me, Lord, with favor this month in the name of Jesus. Psalm 89 verse 17. I am calling this scripture so that you will know what to pray with. Psalm 89 verse 17. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. In your favor my horn is exalted. call unto the Lord. Father, exalt my horn with your favor in the name of Jesus. Exalt my horn with your favor in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning that the favor of the Lord be upon your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord favor you in all that you do. The favor of the Lord be upon you in the name of Jesus. As you step out today, you begin to enjoy the favor of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, the favor of the Lord bridge the gap for you, this distance that you cannot cover. The favor of the Lord bridge the distance for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, the anointing is called out unto you in the name of Jesus. As you call out unto the Lord today, as you stand before the Lord in prayer to activate it, this system of advantage works for you today in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord is upon you. I declare that the favor of the Lord covers you, wraps you like a shield in the name of Jesus. It is well with you as you go today. The favor of the Lord is upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless the works of your hand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Our Lord is coming. He's coming soon and very soon. Prepare yourself for his coming. Be a light unto the world. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.